After a divided and lengthy public hearing that occupied portions of two meetings, the Anchorage Assembly unanimously approved an ordinance that sets guidelines for housing designed for homeless chronic alcoholics. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The ordinance establishes requirements for facilities created under the Housing First concept. Housing First targets the city's street and camp-dwelling alcoholics by providing a home that still permits individuals to drink, but within strict house rules. Alcohol counseling is not provided on the premises, although the other requirements guide the renters toward a more sober lifestyle. A few of those who testified, like local talk show host Eddie Burke, said Housing First simply enabled alcoholics to continue drinking. He maintained jail was the only real solution. Assemblymember Dan Coffey asked if Burke had read the American Medical Journal Housing First study attached to the ordinance. Burke said he had not. Coffey said originally he opposed the approach, but that the study and other information convinced him Housing First was worthwhile.
Public safety is first and foremost, and it's about a continuum of services in that $4 to $6 million range you talked about that gets us nowhere, the revolving door. And it's about a look for solutions that may save some of these people, but to the extent it doesn't, it takes them out of our public places, and it's cheaper than jail.
The $4 to $5 million Coffey referred to is the estimated range that it annually costs the city's law, paramedic, and various agencies to deal with the approximately 200 homeless chronic inebriates living in Anchorage. Melinda Freeman, director of RuralCAP, or the Rural Community Action Programs Anchorage Division, said the Housing First facilities that already exist in Anchorage show the program works.
We have many people in the Housing First concept that we already serve at Homeward Bound in our different properties. One individual had 284 CSP pickups a year, and now they have 10.
CSP refers to community service patrols. It's these patrols that often respond to chronic inebriates creating a public disturbance or endangering themselves. Claire Water, who works with an agency dealing with addicted offenders, said the relapse rate of those in a Housing First environment was 50% less than those left to their own devices. The size of the existing Housing First facilities range from one or two clients up to 12. Some speakers backed the concept but feared the impact of RuralCAP's proposed project to turn the Red Roof Inn at Carlick Street and Fifth Avenue into a large Housing First facility. Karina Batten is a Fairview resident who works in the chemical dependency field. Batten says while she's a huge fan of Housing First, RuralCAP's Red Roof Inn project in Fairview concerns her.
Primarily because one of the things we know about folks who are attempting recovery or working in recovery is that environmental triggers are a huge source of relapse. And that location is surrounded by numerous triggers.
The ordinance puts several requirements upon any new facilities. First, there needs to be a public hearing and approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission. The new residents would have to be at least 2,500 feet from any other such facility and a minimum of 200 feet from a school, daycare center, or park. That distance could be increased by the municipality depending upon the project and location. They also have to be located in commercial or industrially zoned areas. In addition, every 3 years, the agency operating the facility must go before the Planning and Zoning Commission to show how it had dealt with any neighborhood problems. The rules would apply to any facility housing 7 or more residents. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.